And good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Cape Studios here in downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here tonight. Saints Sports Weekly. Thank you very much to CNH University sponsoring this broadcast here tonight. And tonight it is a night of men's lacrosse. As we got a couple of guys on the phone with us tonight. And then we're going to talk to the coach in a little bit as well. Fredo, how are you in this cold weather?
Well, you know, just going to survive, I guess, the next couple days the best we can, right?
We're giving it a shot.
Yeah, and just licking our wounds after watching our Lions get pummeled. But, you know.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is. But, you know, we all knew with the defensive injuries it could happen. But I guess we got to. The old saying, wait till next year, right?
That's right. I know. It's we were talking this morning. Is it, you know, is it better to know they don't have a chance and just kind of root silently all the year? And
no, it's better this way.
Or is it like, oh, this was such a letdown?
It was. It was disappointing for sure, but I like it this way. You know, we're smiling most of the fall.
Yes, that's for darn sure. Well, put your headphones on so you can hear the guys.
Good.
Coach, I'm not sure if they're tuned in. You might have to turn one of them, the dial up, to see which one works on there for you. So,
yeah,
gotcha. We got you. You hearing us?
I hear you.
Okay, because I haven't talked yet.
Okay.
But we do have a couple of guests online, a couple men's lacrosse players. First off, I'll go the one that called in first, Noah Holland with us. Noah, good to have you on Saints Sports Weekly with us tonight. Noah is just from down the road, went to Tecumseh High School. Noah, welcome into Saints Sports Weekly.
Happy to be here.
And then also we've got Joe Turner in with us as well, another senior from Lapeer, Michigan. Joe, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So are both you guys Lions fans too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tough one, eh?
Oh, yeah. It was rough.
At least you two aren't as old as Fred and I have been long-suffering Lions fans.
That's okay.
You kind of get the best of it. You get to actually watch them be good, not have to watch them be as bad as we were for so long. But you guys are again, season starting right around the corner as Bowling Green on the February 8th, and then Central, and then you kind of go into some schools I've never heard of with William Woods in Ottawa. So talk a little bit about what your expectations are this year, guys. Either one of you can go first.
I'll take the lead on this. Expectations going into the year is to win. Last year did a lot of losing, which this program isn't really used to. It's had some recent success. My freshman sophomore year, we did really well. Almost made the Natty my freshman year, and then made the Natty my sophomore year. Last year was a bit of a lull, but the goal is to bounce back and shock the WAC and the rest of the NAI and make a return to Savannah, Georgia.
Joe, what are your thoughts on this season as well?
Yeah, going off of that, you know, Noah and I were both seniors now, so this is our fourth year here. But I'm sure he would agree that, you know, this is by far the best chemistry the team has had, you know, on and off the field. So looking at it from that perspective, you know, our goal is certainly to win the WAC and, you know, win as many games as possible. And, you know, that's what we're going to have to do. And, you know, it starts, we get a chance to get some revenge against the team that we scrimmaged earlier in the fall. And, you know, we wouldn't want any other way to start the season.
Well, you talk about chemistry and you talk about, this is the second year for Coach Rogers. And I know, you know, things probably a little different last year, trying to get used to his coaching style, different things from that. Do you guys feel a lot better about that this year coming into the season after having a year under your belt with a new coach?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get more comfortable, you know, with scheme and, you know, the players that you're around and just, you know, the expectations and, you know, being able to to follow those standards and, you know exactly, you know, what's expected and, you know, what we need to do on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, when you take that consistency, you know, doing it from 1 year to year two, it's like, all right, now, you know, we just start delivering as players and, you know, going through on what we need to do.
What, guys, this is Coach Smith, and I've been around through the entirety of the existence of lacrosse at Siena, and one of the things that I noticed when I was AD is you guys always had a strong internal culture, but you know, it was a little surprising last year, but we don't know what's going on the outside. What led to maybe to some of the disappointing, the disappointing year? What do you think it was? Was it offense, defense, or just the teams were better in the WAC?
I would say it was really we're all long for, because it was a kind of a sudden process. Getting ready with Coach Rogers. I mean, we didn't know he was going to be our head coach until maybe 3 weeks before fall ball started. So we didn't get really a chance to meet him in person until that first week of school, and it was just get rolling. And we were just trying to get our feet under us, and we were sprinting and trying to put together a boat at the same time. And it kind of became muddled during the spring, and we just kind of found all kinds of new issues we had to fix, and we were trying to put together, but we still didn't put the boat together from the first semester, and it was just kind of a rushed kind of race to the end. And by the time we got the last couple weeks, we could see things come together, but it was too little too late. And so we made it a focus of ours to meet with Coach early in the off season in the summer, Coach Rogers and our assistant coach and D coordinator, Coach Sean Lewandowski. We called them, set out, here's what we think we should do. Here's how we can fix this issue we had last year, and just get a more scheduled timeline on how things want. And we kind of learned who Coach Rogers was as a coach more last year, and so this year we kind of went into it ready to go. It wasn't just figuring out as we go. It's kind of more, here's the plan, here's the standard. We know what we have to meet, and if you're not meeting it, we're going to let you know, and we're going to raise you up to meet that standard.
You know, one of the things I noticed, guys, you have 11 seniors on the squad. I mean, that's quite a great way to start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, and most of you guys have played together for 4 years, so that's got to, that's got to be kind of a great continuity. Not many teams other than maybe football would have 11 seniors, right?
Yeah, and going off of what Noah was just mentioning, like as far as last year, I think a few of the things that, you know, hindered us were a lack of buying in. You know, when you get into a new regime, you know, it doesn't matter what your previous, you know, ideas were. You need to come in open-minded and be willing to take everybody's opinions and ideas into account. And I think there were some people last year, you know, that didn't quite have that openness. And, you know, after going through it for a year, you know, being able to be open-minded and, you know, buy in to, you know, the scheme and the strategies, I think that'll make a big difference for us. And also, a lot of us, you know, we've seen some, you know, changes over our time here, but I think, you know, we can agree that from a leadership standpoint, you know, even in each grade, not just like with the older guys, this is, you know, some of the best leadership that we've had from a player standpoint, you know, since we've been here at each grade level, you know, not just at the top.
What was one of the biggest differences between, you know, the old coaching style and style of play compared to what Coach Rogers brought to the table last year?
It's with Coach Rogers, he likes to say his technique is not normal, but he's not normal. So his practices with Coach Rogers are always different. Now, he'll put out a practice plan, and you know what's coming, but it's not the same as the day before. But with the previous coaching staff, it was like we had a schedule. It was like we knew on Monday we were doing this drill. On Tuesday, we were doing clears. On Wednesday, we were doing walkthroughs. Thursday, maybe walkthrough and film, something like that. It was more schedule, where that's still there with Coach Rogers. It's just you always have to be prepared for something new. Just keeps you on your toes.
So, guys, it sounds pretty exciting. In looking at your schedule, you open at home. And, again, when I say open, I don't know. Sometimes when you look at these schedules, the Bowling Greens and Central Michigan's, I don't know if they are scrimmages because, what you call exhibitions because of the way it looks like they are. But then you play William Woods out of, I think, Missouri, Ottawa, out of Kansas. And then you guys go probably right around break. You guys down to Carolina for three games. And then you have Benedictine. So you've got a pretty challenging schedule this year to start off. But in looking at you guys as seniors now, each of you kind of tell us about your journey, how you got to Siena, what are you studying, just talk about you guys' journey individually.
Noah, you want to go?
Yeah, I can. I was going to let you go, but I can take it. When it comes to getting to Siena Heights lacrosse, I never fully expected to play college sports. I was more looking to go to work and start making money out of high school, but a lot of my teachers and other people in my life are like, you're smart, you should go to college, take advantage of it. But there was nothing pulling me to college up until the spring of my senior year of high school. I got a text from the previous coaching staff that was like, hey, I'd be interested in you playing for the team. And so kind of got the gears turning. I'm like, well, I can go to college, get a scholarship, and still play lacrosse, a sport I love. I mean, why not? It's a win-win. And 6 minutes from my house. So came and fell in love with the campus on my visit. There's been some changes since then. It's funny to look back and be like, wow, the campus is very different from when I first showed up. But when I came, it was during a pandemic and all right. That. So of course things are going to change. But then to come and you learn quickly, college lacrosse it's not high school ball. Flat out, plain and simple, it's just not. You got slapped in the face pretty quickly that freshman year, and I was like, whoa. It was just a year where I kind of sat in the sideline. I learned from the older guys. Some of them had unique ways of teaching, but it was helpful nevertheless, and took it into my sophomore year, got some more playing time. And just had fun on the journey there, going all the way to the national tournament. Of course, losing the first round, which is not what you want, but getting there was half the battle, and it was a great journey there. And then last year's kind of growing pains. Right. There was a lot of fifth years and seniors the past couple of years with red shirts and COVID and all that. So it was kind of figuring out where people fit now that in this post-COVID fifth-year world, and with a new coach and everything, it was just very overwhelming and kind of crazy. But we rode the ship in, and now we're here and can't be more excited for the spring season.
And Noah, you were, obviously, our Tecumseh native, and we've had they've had a great program there and so many young men that have gone through the program from Tecumseh. But academically, when you got here, did you know what you wanted to study?
Oh, yeah. I have always wanted to do what you guys are doing here in the radio booth. I've always wanted to be in sports media. It's been a dream of mine forever. I used to commentate my own Madden games when I was playing them, and just loved it. I loved listening to guys. Chris Spielman was always one of my favorite color commentators. Now he's working in the Lions front office, but it just that is kind of got my wheels turning, and I didn't think it was an actual thing I could do until I went to the tech center here in town, and I would do play-by-play for the local high school games through LISD TV cool. that they used to do there. And from there, I was told that, yeah, you can do this as a job, and you can only need these degrees. And so I pursued a communications degree here at Siena, and yeah.
So I understand you work with Josh Riley in sports, or you have worked with Josh Riley in our sports information department?
Yes, I have.
And are you still doing that, or what are some of the things you do there?
Last semester was part of my internship there. I'm not doing it this semester just because it was spring sports and trying to graduate. It just got a little hectic, but last semester was really fun. I would run the streams for the school. I did a couple football streams with you.
I think I know who you are now.
I had to, it was a fun season. Maybe not the outcomes we would have liked, but I had a lot of fun sitting up there with you, and it learned a lot and saw a lot of behind the scenes and gained a new amount of empathy for what Josh has to go through and all of the work he does. So it was a very exciting.
So do you have do you have plans for when you graduate?
Not at the moment. No, I have put together a resume, if you will, and I'm looking at some places. Dream job would be, of course, working for the Lions, but I've looked at the Mud Hens, I've looked at the Walleye, trying to work in their social media or video production side of things.
Good.
Nice. Well, I'll have Josh actually give you my number as well, because we've got a few contacts with both of those places, and maybe some things that we can do around here as well, just to try to get your foot in some doors. It sounds like you're already doing it, and working with Jeremy, during some football stuff. He's got some contacts in Detroit, so I get some ideas. So that's kind of nice for you there, and we'll definitely keep in touch. Joe, talk a little bit about your trek to Siena Heights. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back, Joe, to talk with you, okay? Sounds good?
Yep.
All right, we'll be back right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
And welcome back to Cave Studios here in Adrian, Michigan. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com for Saints Sports Weekly. Brought to you by Siena Heights University here tonight. And we're talking with lacrosse players here tonight, both Noah Holland and Joe Turner. And Noah talked a little bit about his journey here. And Joe, talk a little bit about how you got to Siena and what you're studying and what your future plans are as well.
Yeah, so I started playing lacrosse like the end of eighth grade, going to ninth grade. And I knew like I would like to play at the college level, but my school, you know, it didn't really have a whole lot set up for that. So I wasn't sure how that would go down. And then similar to Noah, got a text to come out and, you know, visit campus and check everything out. And it was a pleasant surprise, and it went very well. You know, did the tour, the admissions meeting, and really fell in love with, you know, the people that were here. And then it was a tougher decision, you know, what school to go to. And then I ended up making by far the right choice in about mid-March to come here. And I originally was going to study like medicine or, you know, biology and be like a sports medicine physician, but didn't want to pursue that after some time. So then wanted to be like a sports agent, something like that, because that's always been something for me. I've been big into, just like Noah, you know, being in sports. And then I kind of flip-flopped and then settled more on, you know, like finance and that type of thing. So just studying general business. But I guess, you know, the moral of the story for anyone who's younger is you don't have to know what you want to study. Even like during school, you're gonna flip-flop. But at the end of the day, like it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, it's more of just about who you meet, you know, the memories you make and the experiences that you gain. That's what matters the most. And, you know, you take that to wherever you go next.
Well, I mean, it's a great way to look at it too, because there's, you know, as Coach and I know too, how many people that we know that have degrees in one thing and they're not utilizing that because they're doing something else. So, I mean, it's just getting there, figuring things out, and, you know, letting it get along the way and get your degree and kind of see where the road takes you after that. But getting that degree is very key.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, you're probably going to flip-flop at some point, but, you know, it's okay. And, you know, everybody figures it out at some point or another. It's different for everybody.
You know, just taking a step back, are you saying Lapeer, your high school, did not have a lacrosse program, or it just wasn't that as well organized?
So we had a program. It was club.
Ah, gotcha.
When I was starting out, it was like just getting going, so it wasn't very, very concrete at the time.
Right. Did you play travel ball outside of that club at all?
No, I didn't. Right. I played football for a couple years, a little bit of basketball, and just, you know, lacrosse in the spring, and, you know, I would do stuff on my own to keep myself primed for the season.
Did you did you play a lot as a freshman, journey similar to your buddy there, or did you play right away
At Siena?
Yes.
No, I mean, I was hurt quite a bit freshman year, on and off, and even if I was, you know, fully healthy, I wouldn't have gotten that much game time. But similar to Noah, mid to end of sophomore year, we both started getting quite a bit more minutes, and then went from D pull, so like the down D with the long stick, I switched to short stick D midi last year, earlier on in the season, and at first wasn't too sure, but you know, I was willing to do it just to help the team out, and it was definitely a good decision and ended up working out really well. So I've been sticking with that, and you know, super excited with what we're going to be able to do this year.
Had you always been a long stick before that?
What's that?
Were you always a long stick prior to that then?
Yeah, I was always long stick until last year.
Noah, where do you play on the lacrosse field?
I'm the LSM, so I have a long pole in my hand, but I run in between from defense to offense. But most times, as soon as it gets to the offensive side of the ball, I'm trying to pass it off and get the heck off there. That side of the field scares me a little bit.
It's a different world over there, isn't it, that offensive side?
Yeah, there's special guys that go over there. We leave that to Ethan Wiss and Brandon Hammer and Joey Keck and all of them. That's their job.
What do you think the strengths of this year's team will be?
You know, it's something, as a defensive guy, I'm going to be a little biased here, but we always say defense is the backbone of the team. You know, it all rides and dies with us. If we're letting in goals, the offense has to keep scoring, of course. But if we can stop the goals, the offense can score, and then they can pass around and eat up clock and do some possession. So if we can stop the other team from scoring, our offense's job gets a lot easier. So I think might be some bias, but I'm going to say the defense.
What's the goalie situation like for you guys this year?
We got the best goalie in the WAC.
Is that Jacob?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, Jacob Mosky.
So we can count on talking about him with some shout-outs this year?
As long as we do our thing.
Yeah, we got to do our thing first.
Well, it's nice to have that, though. I mean, and I'm looking just at the roster. So there's him and then, a freshman goalie that came in as well?
Yeah, we have two other freshman goalies.
Yeah, we got two freshman goalies. But Jacob, we call him Mo. His last name's Mosky, but call him Mo. And he's the guy who's calling out everything, you know, behind the scenes. And, you know, you show up to the game, you're going to hear him out there.
Yeah, that's pretty key.
He's like a quarterback out there a little bit.
That's pretty key. Now, you know, the other thing, I'm going to talk to Coach when we get on with him, where he was, you know, did some box lacrosse coaching. Have either of you guys played any of that?
No. It's a little too hectic for me. It's a little too tight quarters. I like to be able to run around. That's my strength. So you shrink the field a little bit, and it turns me off a little bit there.
Well, and the goalies look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow guys, the stuff they're wearing.
A little bit like hockey, yeah.
Those guys can't even move. If they fall over, you're going to have somebody help you get back up, I think. Those things are so thick full of pads.
One last thing. Who would be your biggest competition this year to within the WAC?
Everybody. I mean, in the WAC, it's so competitive. It's a pretty neck-and-neck division or conference. I got football on the mind, but I mean, the biggest rival is, I would say, maybe Aquinas, because we always get a good battle with them, but everybody, you can't sleep on anybody this year. It's potential for everyone to be a team, and you got to take every game like they're iTech. Everybody's to that level.
Well, I'm looking at the bio too. I mean, Coach Rogers coached at Aquinas back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the WAC. Every game's going to be hard, and you know, our goal obviously is to beat everybody. But you know, we definitely have a few teams that will feel a little extra special. You know, when we beat those guys that you know we've gotten a couple cracks at, but haven't been able to beat them while we've been here.
Yeah, it's, you know, kind of that with Aquinas. Is that kind of, you know, Indiana Tech, always good in most everything they do. Is there some teams that you guys have played against that just kind of just get under your craw a little bit, that's the team you got to go after?
iTech, they're the king of the mountain. They're always going to be up there. But Madonna is one of those teams that can get under your skin, and you're just like, man, I got to beat them. You just got to beat them. It's something about them. That's one team.
I want to see a senior day for Madonna this year, too, so that'll be nice. Well, guys, I appreciate your time this evening. And, again, good luck to both of you. And actually, Joe, what are your plans for after graduation? I mean, is there anything concrete for you yet?
Not super concrete, but after I graduate, I'm going to do financial planning and insurance sales for a few years. And then after that, hopefully I'll be able to have my own business probably within real estate or something like that, and then just see where it goes from there.
Well, good. I mean, definitely sounds nothing concrete, but you definitely have a plan set up, so that's good for you.
Yeah, got some stuff in the works.
Well, listen, guys, you guys, I don't know if they're going to stay on with Coach or not, but, you know.
No, we gotta get the other line for Coach.
You guys have been great, and I'm really anxious to follow the season, and hope you have a great, great senior year, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us. It was a pleasure.
All right, appreciate it. Good luck, guys. Once again, that's Noah Holland and Joe Turner from the Siena Heights lacrosse program. We're going to take a timeout, and then we're going to get with Coach Rogers right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at sienaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at sienaheights.edu.
And welcome back, Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith. Brought to you by CN Heights University. Thank you very much to them. And it's a lacrosse night tonight. And hopefully we got Coach Rogers on the line. Coach, you with us here?
Yes, I am. How are we doing, Jeff, Coach?
Doing great, doing great. Good to have you on. You gave us two great kids to talk to.
They were just great kids.
That's what I like to hear. we try to get our guys involved in a lot of stuff, and that's the comments we're looking for to come back. So it's a lot more than just lacrosse.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, one thing they talked about was just kind of the last year with with you coming in and not everybody maybe 100% being on the same page, but talking about how this year it really seems like the camaraderie of the team and the way everybody's buying in is so much different than last year. Are you feeling that as a coach too?
Oh yeah, definitely. We've had numerous conversations with them that the energy level and what they're doing day to day in the first couple of weeks has been amazing. And we're excited. We just wish this weather breaks so we could get out on the field.
Yeah, it's always right around Martin Luther King Day. This is Coach Smith, Coach Rogers.
How are you doing, Coach Smith?
Doing good. It's you're a veteran of the WAC Conference Wars. I've always said that the WAC Conference is kind of like the ACC of lacrosse, you know, and it's so competitive. But I really like what you've done with your schedule. I see you play two exhibitions. Are the exhibition matches with Central and Bowling Green early?
Yeah, they'll be considered exhibition. I mean, we'll play them like a regular game,
right?
Full bowling, you know. But
are they going to be indoors or?
No, Bowling Green has told us that, you know, they'll have the field ready, and same thing with us telling Central. We're hoping the weather's going to break so we can be out on the field with no issues.
You know, I noticed you have a couple teams, one from Missouri William Woods, I believe, and then Ottawa from Kansas coming in, and then you're heading on a trip down to North Carolina. Is that over break?
Yes, sir. That'll be our spring break. We'll go down to North Carolina and play Montreat, St. Andrews, and then Pfeiffer, an NCAA team.
So I also notice Mount Vernon's on the schedule. Is Mount Vernon in our conference this year as or not?
No, Mount Vernon's kind of trying to think of the right way to say it, but Mount Vernon last year joined the Heart of America.
Gotcha.
They figured out it was too much traveling and backed out of their contract. So they're actually playing as an independent right now, which is a tough way to go.
Oh, it sure is. Unless you're Notre Dame, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But, the reason I wondered is I know Taylor is what I call an adjunct member, and I know Mount Vernon's in the, I used to call it the Mid-Central League. I forget what it's called now, but the Indiana League, and they do not have lacrosse. So I was just wondering if they were smart. They'd give us 10 members, too, in the league.
Yeah, I think with the things that are transpiring, you know, with Lord's dropping the program last year, they're talking about bringing it back next year.
Oh, they are.
But it's always hard when you drop a program to bring it back again.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, they had a strong program, too, Coach. I was surprised to hear that.
Yeah, they did. And we're losing Concordia this, you know, next year.
And I saw they were undefeated in our league last year. I mean, did they keep a lot of their players or how they? I mean,
their roster is pretty much their seniors and juniors.
Wow.
They're down quite a bit. They're down to, from what I've been told, they're down around that 20, 24 number. So they're down quite a ways.
Yeah, you wonder on some of those sports that, you know, maybe the fall where they come in and play right away, but to have to sit through and knowing, you know, they're not going to be around and finding another place. It might be some of these spring sports. There might be a few less players over there. But we're going to talk about your team in a second. But one thing I do have to talk to you about is coaching the Italian team in the World Box Lacrosse. Right. Talk a little bit about that experience and how that went. And maybe, too, explain a little bit about box lacrosse to some of the people that might not be as familiar with that term and that sport.
I'm very happy to talk about it. It was probably one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my coaching career. And I've been involved in lacrosse. I sometimes hate saying it to the guys, but 50 years, 50 plus. But it was quite an experience. Box lacrosse was actually originated by the Canadians and the Native Americans. They basically just came up with box to have a use for the hockey rinks in the wintertime or in the summertime, because back in the day, they didn't leave ice down year-round. So they wanted to, come up with an idea on how to use the rinks. And hockey and lacrosse are so similar that they invented box lacrosse. So it's basically lacrosse within a hockey rink. A lot of the rules are similar to even hockey. I know I hear Coach talking about earlier and how the goalies look like hockey goalies. They wear a lot of pads and it's a smaller net, but it's a little rougher. It's a rougher game even than the field game. It's a lot faster pace. I love having field guys that have played box because it's such a small area that their stick skills become very, very good when they play box. And it's also decision-making is very quick, because if you hang onto a ball or you think too much, you're going to get killed. Or you're just going to get laid out. So decision-making is very quick. And then their style, the offensive type, they call it a two-man game. Our offense now and what we've been teaching them over the last year is very similar to a box offense on the field. A lot of, two-man working together all over the field. So that's box in the hand. But, I had the opportunity to coach the Italian national team. When it was presented to me, it was kind of a no-brainer, because my grandparents are immigrated from Italy. I grew up in upstate central New York, and the world championships were going to be held in Utica, New York. So right in my hometown, not far from my hometown, in the coach, in the world championship, kind of made all those, checking the boxes easy. And my wife was a big supporter, so that helped.
Definitely.
On it. So we went over in August and had a training session after the tryouts. And in September, we went to Utica for almost 2 weeks, played 9 games in a short amount of time. We ended up the highest ranked. This was the first world championships that Italy had ever put a box team in. And there were some other new programs there, too, from other countries. We ended up being the highest-ranked new program in the world, and we ended up 13th in the world out of 38 teams. So,
congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, I was very happy with the end results. But we had a great group of guys, and now our focus is kind of being turned to the Euro Championships in 2 years and working towards that.
Are you going to stick with the program? Do you have that opportunity?
Yeah, they've asked me to stay on and work with them and everything. So, yeah. And it's just, we came one game away from having played Canada, who's won 5 gold medals in a row. It probably would have been ugly, but it would have been an experience. But, being right there and right down on the floor and seeing some of these teams and some of the best players in the world. I'm kind of fortunate. And we also had to kind of laugh about it. We come from a little town of 900 people from central New York, and we were very well represented in the world. The Italian national head coach was from our little town. My assistant coach ended up being from there. The head coach for the USA is from our town.
Wow.
And the commissioner of the professional box league, the NLL, is from our hometown.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's really a neat thing, neat experience too. So that's awesome that you were able to be a part of that. So talk a little about your team here and some expectations, and talking with the guys too. Defense is what they thought the strong point is, and talked about how good their goalie is as well. So what are your thoughts on your roster and how it's made up, and what's going to be the big key for you guys to be successful this year?
Well, I mean, our biggest key is playing as a team. And, you know, I expect my defensemen to say they're going to be the key of the team. But in reality, I mean, what we look at as coaches when we're trying to preach to them and talk to them is we want to balance across the board. Like on my offensive end, I tell the guys, I don't want two guys scoring 70 goals a game. I want seven guys scoring 40 goals a game. I'm, more than happy to do that. We want to spread the wealth around, and that's unfortunately what we didn't have last year. We got a really strong, balanced group that are really working well together. It's hard to say, I don't think there's one spot on the field that's going to be our strong point. Our strength is going to be that we're strong across the board, that we're going to work hard and work well together all the way across the field. And they're even doing that in practice. We tell them that, the 5 days of the week that we're practicing should be the hardest days of the week. Saturday should be easy because we're going to push each other and work each other harder than any team that we line up against. And that's the energy that they've been bringing with them. But we have a really good balance of upperclassmen. We've had a few guys that have stayed around, for their fifth year, which has been great to have them. Good group of seniors, but then we also brought in, a really good, strong group of freshmen. So, along with our sophomores and juniors, we're it's across the board. It isn't, your seniors have to carry you. It's everybody working together.
Are you getting acclimated to Siena and to the area? And as far as, looking at recruiting and trying to be, a little different from where you were in the past?
Well, my recruiting hasn't been different than in the past. Fred knows this because he was around, and there's nothing wrong with it. I hope no one takes it wrong. But when I got here and I looked at the roster, I was like, I don't know if the coaches ever left Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, they were pretty much this side of the state.
Yeah. So being around as long as I have and all the connections, we started throwing a wider net. And, our freshman class that came in this year is a good indication of that. I mean, we brought in a couple of guys from California, Florida, New York, New Zealand, Colorado. We have a couple of Michiganders, but even those guys are from school that we normally wouldn't get players from, like Rockford and Swartz Creek. So, we've cast a different net that's brought us some great talent, from all over the country and all over the world. And we're still working on them. And we have offers out there, a couple of guys in Australia and things like that. So we're excited with the future too. But I think that's, one of the great things with our team is they are from all over and they bring something different, from all over the country. And that's helped us too.
What's the big selling point on the, recruiting outside this area of what's Siena Heights has to offer to them?
Well, I mean, Siena is always, and I think I heard Fred mention earlier. I mean, I knew Siena from the other side. I mean, I started out coaching at Aquinas. I had two daughters that were athletes at Aquinas and graduated from Aquinas. But we always had a lot of respect for Siena. I mean, the academics are strong here. We have nice facilities. It's a nice area. When you talk about any parents, I mean, it's safe. We don't have the major crimes or anything like that in Adrian or Tecumseh. And, you know, it's a nice area, but then you're also close to everything. I mean, we're, you know, 40 minutes or so from Ann Arbor. We're an hour from Detroit. We're 30 minutes from Toledo. So we're tucked down in that corner where it's easy, you know, if you want more, it's easy to find it. And I think that's, you know, it's kind of a total package. It's, you know, the academics, the athletics, the facilities, the location is, you know, all things that we sell. And like I said, the academics are, you know, are very strong. I mean, last year we ended up having the second highest GPA in the country for men's or girls.
Oh, that's awesome, Coach. You know, one of the things is, you know, you've obviously had a long career and your affiliation with Aquinas, who, you know, gosh, I have so many friends up there, and we're both Dominican institutions. And but I just remember the games in the WAC. Now, I haven't been out, you know, I've been AD since back in 18, 19, but those games in the WAC were so competitive. I mean, I just couldn't get over it, you know. That's what surprised me about Lourdes, because they were pretty doggone good, too.
So how do you
attack, you know, I guess knowing it's going to be, you know, it's kind of like playing basketball in the Big Ten, you know, anybody can beat anybody, right? How do you attack that mindset?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the biggest part is you know, we got to just take one game at a time. We can't look ahead to anybody.
Gotcha.
We've kind of looked at it and told them this is kind of like a journey. You're on a highway, and, you know, we're going to take exits as we go, but our final stop is Savannah, Georgia, is the way we're looking at it. So, but you cannot sleep in our conference. The minute someone does, they're going to be in trouble. There's not an easy team in our conference. And we definitely take a lot of pride in that as a conference, as a WAC conference, that we are, you know, so strong. And but it does batter and bruise you at times.
Well, and the guys talked about getting to the national championship and you know, in the national tournament. What are the requirements to reach that, Coach?
Well, if we win our conference, it's an automatic bid.
Okay.
We get an AQ. After that, there's four AQ. Then there's four at-large bids that they give. So if we don't win our conference, then we have to have a strong enough record and strong enough showing that we can earn an at-large bid. The easy thing is to win our conference.
Yeah. I really like your schedule in that you know you're playing teams from all over, you know.
Yeah, we tried to set it up a week. You know, the guys are going to get a good exposure for some of the different conferences and things like that. And it won't be an easy conference. I mean, William Wood that's on there, no one knows who they are, but we do, because while they're a new team on paper, they're not a new team. Ottawa's always had a good team for years.
Right.
They stole Ottawa's coach, and they sold half of Ottawa's team. So we had a one-goal game with Ottawa last year down in Kansas. So if we don't, you know, that's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be a first-year game, you know, first-year team game that's out there. You know, and then even going down to North Carolina, I mean, those guys at Montreal, they've gone through a lot in the last 6 months or so. They are excited to be able to just get on the field and play. And they're looking to make a statement, you know, with anybody they play, because they've endured and gone through so much.
Coach, you know, we played Montreat once in the NAI National Tournament. Where is Montreat, North Carolina?
It's in Black Mountain, North Carolina. It's just east of Asheville.
Wow, so they got hit by that floods then, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, a lot of the we used to live in that area, and we know the area. And a lot of the video we watched were like, yeah, we know exactly where that. I mean, the flooding went right through the middle of town. And their school was closed for about a month before they could get it cleaned up enough to be able to get the students back and things like that.
Yeah,
and we're going to do some volunteer work when we get down there. I've been in contact with
that's great.
Catholic Charity and stuff like that, and one day we have off, we're gonna go out in the Asheville area and do some community service to help clean up and do some things.
I have a childhood friend that lives on Lake Lure, and we used to go down mm-hmm. to play golf every year. And the places okay. like Chimney Rock and those places that just yep. got obliterated, pretty much, you know.
Yeah, and they're not far from all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Not far at all. Black Mountain isn't.
Coach,
it's probably just a nice welcome distraction then for them to be able yeah. to get back to school and try to get back to some normalcy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you know. I guess, Coach, you know, when you look what's going on in California and other parts, and the, you know, certainly the hurricanes, and I know it's cold up here, but I guess we're a little fortunate, you know. One thing, what you mentioned, your daughters played sports at Aquinas. What sports did they play?
My middle daughter was a soccer player. She played 1 year at Indiana Tech and transferred wow. to Aquinas. She had a very good, I mean, she's a young lady that graduated summa cum laude and
wow.
played every second of every game for four years. And then my youngest daughter played lacrosse for me, and she's actually Aquinas' all-time leading scorer.
Wow.
Not bad. That's pretty good, Coach. Pretty doggone good. Well, again, I appreciate your time coming on with us tonight, and glad to have you in. It sounds like the guides are really buying into the program, and nice to have you and what you can bring to this program, and look forward to following that, and good luck on this season.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We thank you for having us and all your support, and hopefully we'll see you out of some of the games.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye on you, Coach, and you're going to have a great year.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Once again, that's Coach Rogers from the Siena Heights Men's Lacrosse Program. And, again, that's awesome that they're going to go down and do a little community
yeah,
service
is.
Work. I think that's cool.
That fits our mission in the university, you know. And
exactly. Awesome. Well, again, Fredo, thank you very much. Try to stay warm.
Yeah. We'll get to Thursday. It's going to break, and it'll be like, summer at 25, 30 degrees.
Yeah.
You know?
Get some mud coming in here after all this frozen stuff. Well, again, thank you very much to Siena Heights University, and we appreciate you guys listening tonight. If you're looking for some hoops over on WLAN, we got Clinton and LCS going to be kicking off soon on WLAN and Lenawee TV. John Kane will be there for that. But Ian's coming up next with his show, and we'll be back next Monday night right here, Saint Sports Weekly, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.